have a question. So if you want to create like something, especially in the process by involving senior people, how can you like bring them closer? How can you try to invite them to be part of this? Because sometimes they may be suspicious or they may not understand very well what it's about. So how can you do like there is some specific ways, some methods, or how to bring them into this field, be active participant, and also at the same time how to explain to them that this is something that they actually can benefit from?
Yeah, that's one of the challenges in terms of recruitment for any type of target audience we work with. So the most important thing is to actually know their needs in advance and what would be beneficial to them. So for instance, identifying a theme they want to explore or something you believe those people would like to be involved in, and then using that as a sort of hook to capture their attention, and that make sure that they understand the reason why you are doing this. I mean, the aims of your project, so that the process itself is not a barrier, but actually is an enabler for people to realize the importance of what you are trying to achieve, but also something that is useful to them. To give you an example, so that is on the other side of the spectrum with very young people, I thought were not very attracted by digital storytelling and the workshop I was running that was on social inclusion. So I had the pleasure, the honor to work with a very famous football academy here in the East Midlands. And these are places in which they have young footballer, already almost professional players, studying just because they have to study. You know what I mean? They love football and they are here mainly because they want to become professional players. So if you propose to those guys an additional activity that is about more things to do, more things to learn, you are not very welcome, you know, because they just want to go out and play football. So that was, of course, my assumption. The beauty of digital storytelling is that we know we've got these 5 steps, but we can redesign them in a way to make those steps attractive. So they wanted to learn how to make super cool videos. So for them, the hook was actually learning how to create videos in which they could self-represent themselves in a very nice way on social media. So it's about understanding what your target group needs and how you can make whatever you're doing appealing to them and useful to them. For instance, with back to the other side of the spectrum in terms of age, in the past we ran some digital storytelling workshop with the elderly, and we framed them within a program of, let's say, a program that the local library was running to improve their IT literacy. So how to turn on a computer, how to write an email, you know, these kind of things. And actually, by doing a digital storytelling workshop, you were using their language, that is the language of telling a story, is the language of having a chat with a friend. It's actually part of the process itself and makes learning the use of a computer a bit less traumatic, because you go through a more engaging process in which after a while you really forget you're using a technology, you're using a device, because you are focusing more on what you want to say and how you want to say, and therefore you learn by doing without realizing that you are learning something new. So as I said, it's very important to know the people you want to work with, understand, have a chat with them, understand what they really need, what they can take out of this, and then frame and shape process, the creative process, in a way that looks beneficial to them.